Well, hello there. You're listening to the podcast of the year, podcast of the century.
Bounce with Bounier.
And today on the show we have a newcomer. Goes by the name of Zerva Sugar. actually that is David Chuka, but Polish, like Zerva Sugar.
Yeah.
So we are out here, and we have some pretty interesting things to talk about.
Yay! Hey guys! I hope you know the difference between my voice and that voice.
Hey guys!
And then like ginger it up.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about love today.
L-O-V-E.
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 Love.
I think I sound better than you though.
What is love? What comes to your mind when you think of love?
Okay, but for real though.
Wanna love you.
Chuka, shut up.
let's be serious.
From the perspective of experience.
Which I do not have.
Which you probably have because you've probably given a girl all your money.
It wasn't all my money.
It was your lunch money in primary school. It was all the money you would have had at that time.
Had some change left afterwards.
Oh my God. That was love to us, so... What was your state of mind at times like that? And you've made it.
I was like, if I die, I die. If I perish, I perish.
You know, I'm still chop life.
Yes, I was like, no. Obviously, it wasn't in primary school, but.
But apart from primary school, like every other time, you've done something for love.
Like, what was it's a feeling of, I don't know. You just. You're kind of convinced that you want to, like, risk it all for one person. Like, you are willing to, like, risk it all for one person, and you're like, you don't care what the consequences are, you don't care what happens. Like, you're just like, no, this is a lovely investment and you want to, like, go all in.
But like, what even makes you think that you can risk it all for a person? What is it? How is that person? Who is that person? What are the qualities you'd say you'd like, and you'd be like, I want to risk it all for you?
Well, I don't know. Children, sit down. I'm about to tell you a story.
That was quick.
It all started far back, summer of 2018.
Will you stop?
Okay. Let me be serious. But, there are different if people have different qualities that just, like, get to you.
Yeah.
Some people, it could be the way they make you feel, maybe by the way they talk, or by the things they say to you, or I don't know. It's just different with everybody. Some people just make you laugh, and you are suddenly, like, totally in love with the person. But for me, I'd say if I felt someone was also going to be willing to risk it all for me, I think that would be the whole ginger at that point. Because
that's the trigger.
Me personally, I won't lie to you, I am a not first move person. I don't know if that phrase was a little bit too long, but I will not make a move if you don't make a move.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Ladies out there,
this is the jack of our time.
Yes, you have to
buy me $600 AirPods, Range Rover, and a house in Lekki.
Who's Jack?
Oh my God, Chuka!
That's still on Twitter. Okay, so the thing is, where I stay, the network coverage is not really great, so I'm limited to WhatsApp. Moving on. So what I was trying to say is, I'm not really like a make a move kind of person.
Yeah.
I know some girls that, oh, I can't wait till he makes a move. My dear, I'm sorry, you wait till you die. because I hate getting my hopes up. I hate, like,
and then
I hate going all out for someone that
now crashed out.
Yes, for someone that I'm not even sure if she's totally into me and stuff. So most of the time, the moment you start noticing that, okay, I'm actually like making moves.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably because you did something earlier, or it's probably because I've seen some sort of interest. Like, maybe I won't really, like, go all out. Like, I may be dropping hints, like Easter eggs. Like, I'll just be dropping it. Anyways, happy Easter in advance. I'll be dropping hints, but I won't totally, like, go all out. Like, yo, would you like some shawarma and stuff? Like, I may start with, like, small items, stuff. The one you know, hey, give me some.
Gee.
There we go.
No, we should. Oh my God.
So until you go out of your way to like get me the shawarma, I'll be like, oh, okay, she can actually buy me shawarma. So I think she deserves shawarma back.
So what Chuka is saying in essence is he needs shawarma before he can buy you shawarma. So it's
kind of. Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's what he's saying. You get me.
Yeah, I get you.
Look at me.
Oh my God.
I love the fact that you get me.
Whatever. So yeah, I feel like basically for me, what you just talked about, you know, shawarma for shawarma, an eye for an eye and a nose for a nose, all of that.
Tit for tat.
Yeah, it just got me thinking about a conversation I was having with a friend of mine.
Sorry, before you continue, do you think my like idea, do you think is right? Do you think like I have to wait till they make a move first?
Before we get there. before we get there, I don't want to like hit. I don't think it's right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, I don't think it's right.
Sorry for everybody that I've let down.
I don't think it's right, and well, I don't think it's wrong. It's not really like it's not about what's wrong or what's right. It's just
about what works for me, Shay.
Yeah, I think what works is really important, and I think there might be a lot of holding back on your end, and there might be a lot of things that you've lost by just having to wait for someone to make a move first.
Yeah.
The idea that opportunity comes knocking is not always right. Huh. I think opportunity meets us on the move. Huh. That's usually what it is. So, but yeah, we're not so trying
basically
to
basically, that's why I'm still single.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm still single though, and I'm always on the move.
Wow. You're on these village people like. I swear for you.
I think I laugh very funny. You guys have to deal with it.
Oh, okay. So let's go on.
So yeah, it had me thinking about love languages, and I mean, I checked them out. I've never read the book on love languages before. So yeah, but I checked out the love languages. I've got 5 here. I've got words of affirmation. You know, the I love you. Hey, you're beautiful.
Babe. I love you.
Oh my God. Not with the Igbo tongue. So like,
baby girl, I love you. I'll take I have to market. So not be weak. I'm rude. Selling spear parts, making millions of dollars.
Shops. I take care of you. Exactly. What's your name?
I think Igbo people, Igbo men,
they have that word.
They said, in fact, oh my God, an Igbo man will undress you with his words.
Look at you. Look at you.
My baby girl.
Baby girl, looking like 2 yards of chocolate and kara. Oh, baby girl.
Chuka, I hate you.
Oh, okay, continue.
Okay, fine. We're going to go on. Did you guys ignore Chuka for like 5 seconds? Yeah, so there's words of affirmation, like Igbo men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that are like, send me your account number. Those are beautiful words of affirmation.
Oh, God. Okay.
Send me your account number, or babe, have you seen it?
Mm.
Have you seen the alert? Oh my God! That feels, I think in that sense, I like words of affirmation. then there's acts of service,
which
I'm not even sure. Okay. Let's say acts of service would be going sacrificing time, going out of your way to do things for people.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, like getting things done for them. You know, for those guys that love boxers being washed by a woman. Can I hire a maid?
Can we not do this right now?
We're not going to do this, but boxer washing, singlet washing men.
Acts of service.
Like acts of service.
Okay.
Bra washing women.
Okay.
Like acts of service. I think I like acts of service because the cleaning woman has all my love. I greet her very well in my hostel. Like, the woman who washes my clothes, I'm like, thank you very much, ma. Yeah. Like, I pay her still, but like, I feel so grateful that someone's taking away that laziness from my life.
Okay.
Okay. Then there's receiving gifts. Oh, this is me. I want to receive chocolate cakes. Forget flowers. I want to receive food, like every single time. Shawarma. Ah, oh, food, like real good food. Pizza. Oh God, we need pizza, please.
We need.
Yeah. You get the point, yeah?
I get how much you want to receive food. I'm just worried about how much you've been growing in places where you're not supposed to be growing. But it's fine. Keep, keep receiving food.
This is an interlude. I'm about to kill Chika.
Okay. Receiving gifts for me. Technically, I do not actually get gifts like a lot.
But you want shawarma for shawarma.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason why I do not get gifts a lot is because I don't really give gifts as well.
But like, it's a cycle, it's a conundrum, because there has to be a starting point, and it's just between you and someone.
Yeah, I mean, the most common gifts I think I've received is singlet and boxers, and I think it's the Nigerian girl thing. I'm okay with it. Like, I'm not complaining or anything. It's just that
I'm worried about that though.
That was.
Singlets and boxers.
No, most of them, they came at times where I was really in need. My boxers, they've been through hell. They've seen better days.
Did these girls know?
Why would I?
I don't know.
How they know that?
But like, it came at a point of need, and that's very important.
You know, sometimes the spirit speaks to.
Yeah, because they're like, oh my God, Chuka.
Yeah.
Well, we thank God for your boxers and singlet days.
Yeah. So May 17th, next birthday.
More boxers.
Yeah, exactly. My boxers right now, they are like limited.
My listeners don't need to know this right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Anyways, what's the last one?
We have two more actually. We have quality time, and then we have physical touch.
Ah, quality time. That's my jam. In fact, they call me the time machine.
So good.
You call me like this. I have exam tomorrow. I'll come out. See you. We'll talk. We'll buy popcorn.
And you will fail.
Wait, I won't fail. I'll read. I won't pass the way I was supposed to pass if I did not come out. As in, I spend. Oh God.
I have a problem with quality time.
Wait. I have to explain what quality time means to me. Okay. So, children. We talked about the heartbreak period. We didn't talk about.
No.
Okay.
No.
So there was this time in my life.
Okay.
Where, like I said, quality time was my middle name. So I'd
quality hyphen time.
Yeah. I was deeply in love with this person.
Oh my God.
I think I was deeply in love. Although continue this podcast, and we have to talk about what I thought love was and what I've come to realize that love is, I think there are a lot of loopholes to what I was feeling back then.
There are many
loopholes.
I think that happens a lot when we get out of
situations. Our eye will clear.
Exactly,
the jazz and the blue inside your eye.
Yeah.
So quality time, I'm like, so me and this person, we used to talk for 3 hours a day, like on the phone. Like it wasn't like we'll talk 1 hour, then 2 minutes later. As it will go at a stretch for close to 3 hours. As in the call log was mad. As in MTN was just counting money. Glue was just counting money. And they were having fun. Like if my airtime finished, I'll load 1,000 naira. If the airtime finished, she will load. If I won't finish, I'll load. But when he finishes, we'll go to WhatsApp.
The devil.
Sometimes we'll go to video call. So, like, the quality time was insane. Instead that, in fact, if I came on social media and then she wasn't online, I'd have lost all morale to chat.
To chat with anybody else.
So,
happens to me too. Okay, that has happened to me actually. Sorry,
man, that's BS. Listen to me. That's BS because I realized how much I did not love my friends. My friends are not hearing from me. I'm like, well, your name isn't. I'm not going to mention the name. So it was kind of bad. Like you actually like want to spend the whole day with the person. You want to talk about everything that went on your day, both the things that went right, both the things that went wrong. Yeah. And me personally, I'm not going to lie. Like I said, shawarma for shawarma. Yeah. Yeah, so remember like I said, shawarma for shawarma earlier, right?
Yeah.
So like back then, like me, I knew she was like willing to like spend that amount of time
with me.
Like she was like the one.
That was your trigger. That was what putting you out
like,
there.
See, shawarma for shawarma doesn't have to work for everybody, but I'm saying that works for you. Exactly, I'm saying that for me personally. Like if you get to know me that well, you have to know that I've had my hand falling down like a lot of times, so you have to like actually try and convince me or make me like, yes, if you like me or what. If I like you, never know, I will die with it, I promise. Like, I would not, in fact. So if I like you and I start dropping those tiny Easter eggs and hints, and
you're expecting,
and you like me, but like you have to like do the whole shawarma thing. So like I was saying,
you have to give the shawarma.
Exactly.
First.
She was back then. She was like willing to like spend that amount of time.
Much time.
She was one initiating most of the calls and texts and all that. And all I did was like follow it up with even bigger gestures.
But okay, wait, so, first a little digression. Do you think that the women love harder, love easier, or do you think there was that? Because I think there's this idea that we're a lot more emotional than you guys, and it's easy for us to just fall into anybody that's sending us attention. Do you think that was the case in your experience?
I don't think that is true.
You don't think that's true?
Well, I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you give guys more attention, if your females like give guys attention, like,
yeah,
I think guys are even, their head is even more likely to turn, because
like,
a guy would talk to a tree if a tree approached the guy, because you know, we do not have people catcalling us like, hey, it's fine boy.
Fine boy. Remember when I did that? Yeah.
But we don't really have that. But yeah. girls have like they are on their contact list. They have like 43 chats on red messages. They're not opening that. There's so many girls. Like, oh, baby, I'll die for you. I said, okay. Some have 88, obviously. So I'm just saying that I think guys tend to fall for the attention more than a lot of females. I know a lot of females that all the attention in the world will not move them until maybe you adhere to their love language or something.
Yeah,
so
okay, that's true.
I don't really think the attention...
Until you give them what they actually want.
Yeah, I don't really think the attention does this for a lot of females, although it could do it for some.
For some, but
maybe
not
everyone. Maybe low self-esteem or something.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody should ever try and take advantage of that. That's wrong.
Yeah,
so
Facts.
The quality time thing, that is basically like my go-to. That's my jam. Like,
cutie. I think the last one will be physical touch.
Yes,
which is my go-to.
Yeah, if we have to talk about
what I mean by physical touch.
Who's touching? Who's touching? Don't let anybody touch. Ah!
First of all, stop. When I said I didn't mean sexual touch,
you will move out. You will move out of this house.
I just meant physical touch.
You will move out.
You can't shut up. I meant physical touch. You know, like, I feel like holding hands.
Hey, I have to say something.
What do you want to say?
To date,
yeah,
holding hands still scares me more than anything in this life.
Oh my
I'm
god!
I'm sorry. Please, I hope this podcast does not get into the wrong hands, because I'll be so sad. I have never told anybody this, but
it is getting viral.
I am so scared of holding hands. I can't lie.
Okay, I think there are people who are scared of hugs. Girl.
No, I'm not scared of hugs. I'm scared of
holding
hands in public. Because I feel like if I have to hold your hand in public, because my problem right now is, don't call me a hoe, but I have a lot of female friends.
Oh yeah, we know.
As in, I have so many. Like, I have a lot of female friends. Like, there's so much. So, in fact, there are always questions like, oh god, like, baby, that's like, I'm like, no, she's just a friend. And me personally, I'm very
she's
platonic.
She's only a friend, like her.
Yes, name. I'm very platonic. I would let you know, okay, we're just friends, nothing's happened.
Yeah.
But then
Do you think the girls actually get the memo when you say we're just friends?
I mean, probably not all.
Yeah.
And I apologize in advance for hurting your feelings. So wait, I want to talk about holding hands.
Yeah,
now
holding.
Yes.
Holding.
Chill now, let me talk now. So like, I feel like if I have to hold your hand in public, forget about hugs. You can hug anybody.
Hugs.
You can even peck anybody on the cheek. Okay, so that was another level of fornication. So
what?
Holding hands.
I'm not supposed.
Wait. Holding hands. Like, I feel like if I have to hold your hand in public, like, people are going to ask me questions.
Yeah.
Because holding
hands, you're uncomfortable with the holding of the hands itself, but with the
questions
around.
And look here, I think I'm kind of uncomfortable with the holding hands.
Why? Because hands are sweaty.
Let me get it straight.
Okay.
Do you feel like holding hands is more intimate than actually hugging? Think about it.
No.
You feel hugging is more intimate?
I don't think there's ever, like, because I'm a physical touch person, I feel like at whatever level,
anti-touch, calm down,
intimacy. Okay. You know what, you should call me PT.
What?
Physical touch.
Oh my god. First of all, no one ever called you that.
Holding hands. No, you guys start calling me PT.
I have a story of holding hands. This girl in secondary school.
Yeah.
We don't talk anymore.
Was there spit on her hand?
No. Okay. We don't talk anymore. And I'm very sorry that I let you down. So apparently the quality time,
yeah,
I was supposed to spend.
Cutie.
No, not
what? That's what I'm calling you. Cutie. I'm calling quality time cutie. Hey! Middle name.
Hey, give me some.
Okay.
So the quality time, I think she complained. I actually liked her. Like a lot. Like.
Yeah, but you didn't spend quality time.
She never knew I liked her. Like I said, I'll go to the grave with that secret if I have to.
Oh God, she probably knows if she's listening to this podcast.
She's not even in Nigeria, so.
I pray you listen. Oh, please, do you think I have only Nigerian
listeners? Hey, international fam. Blown. Okay, chill. Yeah. So, she'd come to my class.
Yeah.
And then, she'd be like, okay, she wants to like see me and stuff. But then, I think I was always busy. I don't know, Sha.
So you were lacking quality time, and that was something she wanted at that time.
Yeah, yes, I think so. But the whole scenario is that. The whole scenario is that.
You just happen to be using a lot of whole words.
Oh, chill. Whole relax. Where the holding hands comes into the place is that sometimes when I actually had the time, she would hold my hand and she would say, well, she's working to talk shop. I said, talking. Oh, God, my diction. Let's say she's working to talk shop or she's going to the library or something.
Yeah.
And then she wants me to follow her and she wants to talk to me because we should talk like a lot.
Yeah.
But when I go to like SST, I was always like, quiet.
You're like a big boy now, no time.
So, like, she'll hold my hand and before we get to talk shop, I'll be trying my best, like, to remove my hand because when the questions start coming, I won't know how to reply because the questions first come like this. Yeah, and I will be that. I'm like, oh, no, my baby. No, you know, you did drama. Then they go, but you like I'm Sha. Now, when they go,
fake deep voices.
You know, that's how we sounded in secondary school. Oh, boy, but like, go out, hold up, go out, man. You get any baby for me. Drop number.
Stop.
So, like, the question.
You know, she liked you, yeah?
See, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I like
Chuka,
that.
I think Chuka is dumb, though.
I mean, I like. She may be a
whole. She wanted to. Like, the whole point of expressing love languages that you want back is to show that, okay, this is how I actually want to be loved. And it's only if she loves you that she would want to be loved back in that way, that she would have to express herself.
See, me, I was a nerd in secondary school. I was like a doofus.
Exactly.
I don't think anybody loved me like that.
Oh my God.
I think I was just alright.
I think Chuka has like insecure issues. I don't know.
No, I am very secure. I'm like an SSL certificate.
Oh my God.
For my dear friends out there.
Oh my God.
You guys know what I mean.
You're such a nerd.
So basically,
yeah.
I would try and remove my hand because I didn't want the questions of you like her to start coming because I may not really know how to lie. Then if I lied or if I said the truth, well, maybe I flopped somewhere and then she heard of it. Secrets that I was supposed to die with. She's not carrying it on her head like plantain chips inside Lagos traffic. So like, I didn't know how I would deal with that. So I always try to like not hold hands.
Yeah.
Me personally, I won't lie to you. I feel like holding hands is more intimate than kissing, than touching.
Oh wow!
First of all,
when I talk about physical touch, I get your opinion. When I talk about physical touch, I feel like at whatever level, I mean, I don't have to even be intimately involved with you in any level, but I feel like at whatever level, hugging people, holding your hands, even a simple handshake is a show of intimacy for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a show of closeness, it's a show of a good relationship, it's a show of love for me. So
okay.
So I tend to do that a lot. I tend to hug people.
PT.
Yeah, physical touch.
They call me PT.
Yeah, P to the T to the...
Because I bring the T to the table.
We need to stop. P- I believe this episode, this topic, love lessons from two perspectives, has a whole lot more.
Actually, if I think about it, we actually didn't really talk about much. Yeah. We didn't even talk about anything at all, because you could write the whole book
about love lessons.
Yes, and we just talked lessons about one chapter. So probably should we make it a series? Should we release?
I think, would you guys love to listen to? I think we should do something on heartbreak.
So let me know in the comments below.
Yeah,
just drop any comments below,
and then share to social media channel and everything.
So if you like this podcast, click subscribe. Yeah. Let me know what you think down in the comments below, and share to your friends.
Yeah.
Till next time, cue the music.
Yeah. No, wait first. Before music, chill. I want you guys to know that my podcast is available on every other podcast application except Podbean and SoundCloud. But I will try to make it available on more podcasts. Yes, it's on Spotify.
Look at you. International flexing. There's even Spotify in Nigeria.
It's on Spotify. It's on Spotify. So we're going international. So yes, you guys should give me a listen.
And if you want me to be on my episodes, please let us know.
Let us know. I will put this up on my social media. Yeah. And she fancies that on every other social media platform. And he's Simu Adubu.
No. Don't tell me. Don't give me out like that. Give me out like that.
Sugar is hiding his details because he's like the jack of our time.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Who is this jack person? Can you send me the thread?
Bye, guys.